Okay, today is Daf Dalet. We're on Daf Gimel Amid Beis by the Halacha Dalet, which is a new Mishnah. Here we go. Afal pi she'amru ein mamashkinin nashim va'avadim uktanim. Even though we said yesterday that we don't basically force nashim, avadim, and ktanim to give machzor shekel, we don't go into their house and take stuff and as a collateral. We don't do any of that. However, yeah. Aval im shaklu mekablu miyadan. If they give, we take it. All right, we accept it. That's one halacha. New halacha. Hanachri, a guy. Va'akusi, or kusi, who we're not sure what they are. Are they Jews? Are they guy? We're not sure. Sheshaklu, they want to donate. Ein mekablu mehem. We don't take it. We don't take it. Also, the ein mekablu miyadan, we don't take from them. Kanei Zavin, a pair for a Zav, a carbon when somebody's a Zav, or V'Kanei Zavos, or V'Zava, a female, or V'Kanei Yoledes, or a Karbanos for Yoledes, or Chatas, Ashamos, or for a Chatas and for an Asham. Presumably, that means both, the Nachri and the Kusi. And there's no such thing as Toma by a Nachri. There's no such thing. So, well, Gemara will talk about that. Someone has a baby.
For
Shaul or for Nachri? No. For a Nachri or a Kusi.
When do we ever take...
That's what the Mishnah says. We don't do that. A guy comes and says, I was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogi, I want to bring a Chattis. No, we don't accept that. A Kusi, that's a big Chiddush.
Yeah.
Because a Kusi could be a Jew. Okay. Zaklal, here's the rule. Kol Shenider... The Nidev, any donation, Mekablin Meyadon, we'll accept. Guy wants to give a donation, we'll take the donation. But call She'eno Nidor V'Nidev, if it's not a donation, what is it? It's a Chiyuv, like a Chatos or an Asham or a Karbon because he had a baby, ain't Mekablin Meyadon. We don't accept that. V'chein before Shalide Ezra, it's actually a statement by Ezra. Shnemar, it says, Lo Lachem V'Lanu Livnos Beit Elokeinu, which means, we did not accept them for the Berak HaBayis, for the Beis HaMikdash.
So what age is that? It must be an age issue. When did you start taking the Machzor Shekel from what age?
The Gemara is going to ask. The Gemara will explain. Now there's a new halacha. Brand new halacha. Ve'elu Shechayavin B'Kalbon. And there are and these are the ones for a Chayav to give a Kalbon. What's a Kalbon? A kalbon is a very small amount of money. We're going to see in a minute what a kalbon is. It's a very small amount of money, and it has to be added onto the machzor shekel. Why does it have to be added onto the machzor shekel? Rashi in Bechoros gives two reasons. He says, first of all, maybe your machzor shekel is not a complete shekel. It's not like today, where every quarter is worth 25 cents. Or every half a dollar is worth 50 cents. It wasn't like that. In those days, it went by the weight. And also, the picture and the completeness of the coin. So you might have a coin, a little chipped, a little this, a little that. And it's not really worth a machzor shekel. So throw in a kalbon to make sure you give enough. That's one answer. The second answer is, that Rashi gives, is because it's a fee in case you need money changing. Done. At the Beis HaMikdash. It's a fee. So let's say you only have a shekel. So you walk in and you say, here's a shekel. Can I please have a half a shekel back? So what is the Beis HaMikdash is a store? It's not a store. So they charge you a kalbon to give you back the half a shekel. Is a machlokas in the Gemara we're gonna have if it's a daraisa or a darabanan? And even if you don't come with a mach, even if you don't come with change, it's still charging the kalbon. Yeah. Exactly. Every shul will be pretty much placed.
Exactly. You get $5 change, you get $4.95.
Yeah.
But don't you have to physically put in? So if you have a whole shekel, yes, the giver for two of them.
Yeah, we only got to.
And then you put one back.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You're asking for one back, a half a shekel back. It doesn't matter. Once we say that the kalbon is always a kalbon, even if you call it a brand new, just minted coin, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a half a shekel. Doesn't matter. You still have to give a kalbon.
And if you have exact change, you don't give the kalbon.
We say you give it anyway. Two reasons. Even if it's brand new, and even if it only changed, you still have to give a kalbum. Some say it's a doraisa. Rashi's giving reasons why it doesn't matter what the reasons are. You still have to give it. Now, you don't have to give it in every case. We're going to see not every time you have to give one. Who has to give one? Leviim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Avadim, Meshuchrarim, Avalo Kahanim. Kahanim already, we already, right? Kahanim, we have a little bit Rachmanis. They don't have to give the kalbum. Why? So I think the carbonate is the same reason as before, that we don't go to the mashkin for them. Yeah. We don't go into the house without taking out their stuff. Because they're the ones who are in charge of the basement, we leave them alone.
Nothing changes. The government workers don't have to pay. They don't have to get into.
They don't have to have Obamacare.
Subsidies.
Right. Avalo kahanim, nashim, avadim, nashim, avadim, and ktanim. Avadim and ktanim and nashim don't have to give at all. So if they want to give, we're not making it, okay, now you're giving, you have to give a kalbun too. Right? Now listen to this. Hashokel al yedei kohen, al yedei isha, al yedei eved, al yedei katan, putter. If you're giving on behalf of any of those people, you're putter from the kalbun. Why? Because you're giving a gift. You take the kohen, don't worry about it, I'll take care of your machzor shekel. I'll take care of it. Even though we said before, one of the reasons that machzor shekel, you can't give more, you can't give less, because it's a big equalizer. So what do? I'll give for you, don't worry about it. I know you're a little bit tough right now. I know it's a little bit tough right now for you. I'll cover your machzor shekel. Now, for a woman, for an eved, for a katan, you can for sure do that. They don't have a chiyuv. Even for a kohen, you can do it. Can you do it for Yisrael? I don't see why not.
Because everybody's response is their own.
Right, and what if the guy says, I'll cover for you? So the Mishnah says you can do it for a coin for sure, and then you don't have to give the kalbun. Why? Because he didn't have to give the kalbun.
There's no more equality, because some rich guy can give to the whole town.
For the whole town. V'im shakal al yado v'al yadei chaveiro. Not only that, v'im shakal al yado v'al yadei chaveiro, chayev kalbun echad. If I'm coming to give on behalf of you and me, you don't have to give one kalbun. Not two kalbuns, only one kalbun. Only for yourself. Remeir Omer Beis Kalbonos. Remeir says now you have to give two. That's a machlokas. Okay? Now.
only a Kohen and maybe a Isha and children are exempt from the Kalbon. Are exempt from the Kalbon.
What?
But you said 2 minutes ago that only Nashim, that if he lends to somebody else.
Not lend.
And not lends. He gives to somebody else.
You don't have to give a kalbon. Because they didn't have to give a kalbon.
So what's he adding over here?
Now it's regular people. You and me. You and me. Me and you. I come for me and you.
Okay.
So how many kalbons do I have to give?
So you
only have to give one.
Only one.
For me. What about for you? I covered you.
With your kalbon.
Right. And I'm paying for your machzor shekel too. So I don't have to pay a kalbun on a gift. That's just, I don't have to give a kalbun for a gift.
Well, the only thing is, people, the whole purpose we learned that you have a shekel, which should be equality. The rich guy doesn't give more. Now the rich guy's giving more for the whole block.
Correct.
Yeah, but he's giving it
for the block. He's
fine. It still looks good. It looks
yeah, but wait.
It's still looking good.
Yeah, but so how come the rich guy...
Everybody's the same. Equality. Not equality. I'm paying for the whole shul now.
Wait.
But he's giving...
Then I'm not paying.
You're giving for all shuls, so
no. I'm not. If you one person's giving to everybody else, it still needs to be out.
Why doesn't the
rich
guy
of the day?
Why doesn't the rich
right.
guy give
that? We're gonna get to it a little later. Now next, hanosin sela. If somebody gives a sela is a saving as a shekel. Hanosin sela v'notol shekel. In other words, you come with one and you're getting a half back.
Right.
So I come with one, I'm getting a half back. Chayev shnei kalbonos. You have to pay twice. On the give and on the transfer. Right? Hashokel, now here. Hashokel al yadeh, al yad oni, al yad shcheno, al yad ben iro. If you're giving to any of these people, potter, you don't have to give the kalbon. Why? Because it's a gift. Im hilvon.
Why do you give two?
What?
Why is that different from when he gives a whole shekel? You tell me that by yourself, you have to
yeah.
give
the kalbons. Yeah. It's a machlokes. The Gemara isn't it. This is the sheet, the whole thing. You have to give two.
So by
we're going to see the Gemara. Some whole you have to give three.
So by shekel, we also have to give two.
Ain't a kanami.
Such a rich guy, so what if we give it?
The whole shas is full of details, right? So, okay.
Right.
Now, Hashoka al yad ani, al yad shcheino, al yad ben iro, pater. If you give any of these people, you don't have to give a kalvon. Why? There's no kalvon on a gift. V'im hilvan, where am I? V'im hilvan chayiv. In other words, I'm going to Yerushalayim. Mati says, listen, go, do me a favor. I'm still tight right now. Spot me the shekel. I'll give it to you later. Is that a gift?
Yeah.
I lent it to him. Then I have to give the kalvon. Right?
Right.
It's black and white. A gift is no kalvon. On a loan, there is a kalvon. New halacha. Ha'achin. Brothers. Or hashutfin. Or partners. Shechayavin bekalvon. Peturin b'maiser behema. Here's the story. Let's say a father dies. The father dies. And he leaves over two sons. Reuven and Shimon. Now the halacha is, there's no maiser behema if you own something in partnership. So the father died. He left 100 sheep. Two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Now, they didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance to divide up the estate. So the question is, do they have to give maiser behema?
No.
The answer is no. Why? Because it's still considered partners. They didn't divide up the estate yet. It's still considered partners. So anytime you have achin, brothers, hashutfin, or partners, shechayavim bekalbon, but they're chayav in a kalbon. Why are they chayav in a kalbon? Because the Gemara is going to explain that the money they divided already. The money they divided is cash in the house. That they divided. That takes 5 minutes. Right? It's cash. So I have to get the Reuven gets a kalbon and Shimon gets a kalbon. Peturim and Maisa Behema. Then they're putter for Maisa Behema. Why are they putter for Maisa Behema? That didn't split up yet. Shechayavim and Maisa Behema. But if they're chayav in Maisa Behema, why are they chayav in Maisa Behema? Because they split it up already. No, I'm sorry. The chayav in Maisa Behema because it's still considered the father's.
Father died.
Right. So then, since they didn't divide it up yet,
they're not
it's like it's still the father's. If it's still the father's, he's one person.
Right.
He has to give Maisa Behema. But if that's true, then they're putter in the kalbon. Why are they putter in the kalbon? Because they don't have their own individual money. So it's a little counterintuitive, but it makes sense. So chayavim b'maisa behema, peturim in a kalbon, and they'll be putter from the kalbon. Why? Because they're being paid by the estate, which is a gift. They don't have to give a kalbon. Then the father has to give maisa behema, and they have to give it on his behalf. He's not alive. The point is that who owns it? One person. Who's that? The father. He's dead. All right, so he's dead. But they don't own it individually. Kama hu kalbon? How much is a kalbon? Ma kesef div reber, chacham or mechati ma. It's either a ma or a half a ma. What's a ma? So a sela, which is the same thing as a shekel, has 4 dinar. Each dinar has 6 ma. So a ma is 1/24 of a sela, and a half a ma is 1/24 of a shekel, and a half a ma is 1/48 of a shekel. It's a very small amount. That's what a kalbon is.
Was that part of the currency?
I don't know.
Meaning it says you have to get changed automatically.
Right, so it's either 1/12 of a machzis or 1/24 of a machzis a shekel. Okay.
What's the equivalent amount
in the
state today? How much that would be about?
I think we're going to get to it. Didn't
you just say selling and shekel
are
the same?
Yeah, same word.
Why is 1/24 and 1/24?
No. What's half, a kalbon? What's a kalbon? Half.
Okay,
ready? Af al pi sha'amru, even though we said that we said in the last Mishnah, you don't give a mashkin. Halit tzvoa ain tovin. We don't even collect from these people, from a katan. Hacho, this Mishnah said, at amar tovin. V'hacha at amar ain tovin. Well, do we collect from a katan or not? Last Mishnah, imagine we collected, but we don't be mashkin. Here it says, we don't even bother. If they give, we take it. What's going on here? So, Khan over there, Shehevi Beis Cyrus. No, he's already 13. Khan, Shalohevi Beis Cyrus. Here, he's not even 13. So if he's 13, he's Chayev. What? Exactly. So if a 10-year-old kid wants to give a Machzah Shekel, we'll take it. Why not? Chinuch, whatever it is. Why not? Now, do we Mashkin? No. Do we demand it? No. What if he's 13? Well, then we demand it. He's 13, but we don't go into the house and take his stereo. As a mashkin. That we don't do.
So when do you start taking the stuff?
When he's 20.
You mean his iPad?
His iPad, I'm talking like in the 1980s. Yeah. They want the stereo back. Next. Hanochri v'hakusi. So you have a Nochri and a Kusi. So in the Mishnah we said a Nochri and a Kusi, they can't give a carbon for a Yoledes, right? Or a Zav or a Zava. None of that. So Amar of Ba, Tiftar, let's understand this. Kimanda Amar Kusi Nochri. This must be holding that a Kusi is a guy. Why? The Aspalgin, Kusi Benachri, there's a machlokas about that, by the way. Kusi Nachri, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds a Kusi has the status of a goy. Gesundheit. Kusi is like a Jew in every matter. What's the difference? Why do you have to say that? Because the Mishnah said that a Kusi can't bring a carpet for a Zav, or a Zava, or a Yoledes, or a Chathas, or an Asham. Why not? He's a Jew. Obviously, he's not a Jew. Amr Blazer, no, Masnitsim Benachrim, so the Mishnah must be talking about Goyim. Habakusim lo. It can't be talking about Kusim, even though it says the word Kusi in there, in the Mishnah. Vitani, Cain, Adam, it says in the Pasuk Adam, L'rabot esagirim, and Mikam, Lahoti esamumarin. What's a Kusi? They're not a Ger, they're not a Mumar. There's nothing wrong with them. So therefore, it can't be including them. Why? Because a Kusi has to bring a Chatz and an Asham and a Yoledes. Masnitsin polid al Rabbi Elazar. But our Mishnah obviously can't agree with that. Why? Because it says the word kusi black and white. Ain mekablin miyadam kenizavos v'zavin v'zavos kenigiledes. Right? V'chiyesh kani zavin v'zavos benachrim. Even such a shayach is going to bring a carbon for a zav, no such thing. Ela reisha benachrim v'sefer bekusim. So the first half is talking about goyim and the second half is talking about kusim. Right? Look at the carbon Eda, which is right next to the Gemara. He says, "V'chiyesh kinei zavim benachrim habnei Yisrael k'sivim v'parsha." It's only Jews are chayiv in that. Elavadai sefer b'kusim. The sefer must be talking about kusim. Shahayu gerim. They were gerim. V'kivon shechazru l'suras. And since they went back to their bad ways, kamash malon the ein makabel mehen. V'kasha reisha v'akam v'sefer b'kusim. And we answer yes. V'hakeni yes. Kain yes. Yes. Reisha v'dachrim, v'sefer b'kusim. So therefore, the Mishnah makes sense. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says like this, B'tchila, when we're building the Beit HaMikdash originally, ein mekabel mehem, lo davar mesuyim, v'lo davar she'einu mesuyim. We don't take anything from them. Not something that's recognizable, and not even something not recognizable, like cash. We don't take anything from them. Now you want to give a Rashi, the Karpani that says, Haki perisho, davar she'einu mesuyim, what's not mesuyim? You go on Melach, or Mayim, or Melach. They want to donate salt. Hey, I got a whole, I'm a salt. Hey, the whole a truckload of salt. That's not recognizable. Doesn't matter. V'davar mesuyim, davar shenira ba'ayin. Something you can say, ooh, look at that guy donated. That beautiful thing. Ein mekablin mehem, d'gnaihu. It's a gnai. V'od also, shemisra'apimbo. It makes the Jews lazy. We'll sit back and let the guy donate. No, that's not the way it works. Besof. At the end, what does the end mean? Now it's already built. Now makabel and davish and mesuyim. Well, the guy wants to don't. Still not going to take something that's recognizable. But I'm sorry, we'll take something not recognizable, like cash. The ain makabel and davish and mesuyim. But we're not going to take something still recognizable. It says,
like a bookshelf or something.
Exactly. Rishurim and lakish amar bein betchila bein besof. Doesn't matter. Ain makabel mehem lo davar mesuyim lo davar she'ainu mesuyim.
What's the main reason for that? Why we can't take anything from them?
What?
Because we would get lazy, or
what's the reason? We just said because it's a gnai. It's a gnai, and also we're going to be lazy. Masnisin palid al Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Why does the Mishnah argue on Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said that sometimes you can take from them. When? After it's built, you can take something that's not mesuyim. So there's two words here. Ein. I think one ein comes out. Ein mekabel mehen hektish. You don't accept from them hektish. V'nedava. I'm sorry. Ein mekabel mehen hektish v'nedava lebedek habayis. Right? So pasar, that means bein betchila bein betzov ubalvad davar mesuyim. It's only something that's davar mitzuyim.
It's purely a historical discussion.
Correct. Take out the parentheses. Rishim ben Lakish Omar, bein batchila bein basov, ein makabel mehen, lo davar mitzuyim. What it means is, not something that's, what?
No.
Right. Okay. Now, masnisim pligi al Rishim ben Lakish. Now we have a Mishnah that argues on him. Why? Because, the Tanya, hakol shavin shein nodrin v'nidrin. What do you mean hakol shavin? Everyone agrees. So there's a machlokas in Erechin. Can a guy donate his Erech value? If a guy says, I'm going to give my Erech value, I'll donate it to the male. What am I? I'm a male.
Why not?
So that's a discussion in Erechin. Can a guy do that? Not only that, can a guy be the subject of an Erech vow? I'm going to donate whatever that guy is worth. Right? So we know that it goes by gender and age. Doesn't matter whether they're strong or weak. None of that matters. Whether they're healthy or sick or mentally smart. So can a guy do that? And can a guy be the subject? So it's a machlokes in Erechin. Why? It's learned out of psukim. So that's an issue. However, v'shavin, everybody agrees. Even though they argue about Erechin, everybody agrees. V'shavin, shein nodrin v'nidrin. They can give donations, and they can be the subject of a donation. That's an erech. Erech is set prices, a set price, right? So what does it mean, nodrin? The guy says, I want to donate to the temple. And what is nidrin? Whatever he donated, I'll donate, right? Whatever my neighbor gave, I'll also give, right? So that the guy could do. So according to Sherman Lakish, how does that make any sense?
Yeah.
He says no, right? So pasar la, the explanation is, That's Ola. That's a carbon. A carbon, Rav Shimon Lakish agrees, will take from a guy. Not a donation, but a carbon. Right? What?
Why?
Because we're the, what we say it in Tzlichas, right? What is that? How does that at the end? Beis Olamim, what, how does it go? L'chol Ha'amim. Right, we say, well, we're the temple for the Chol Ha'amim. A guy wants to bring a carbon, we'll take it. You want to give a donation? We're not going to take it. So, Nicha Nodrin. That makes sense. If you're a donation, Ola. Nidrin, Ola. What does Nidrin mean? Is the subject of an Ola? How does that work? Yeah, Ela, Kisha Omar Yisrael, Harei Arlai Ola. A Jew says, I'll give an Ola. V'shama Nachwi. And the Nachwi hears. Varman, he says, Masha Omar Ze Alai. What he said. Right, and the guy says what he said. Yeah, I'm going to do what he said. Talking about an Ola. Now, Ve'eno mevi imo nesachim. A guy does not bring nesachim. Umoser nesachim lolakli shareis inun. Doesn't the moser nesachim go in a kli shareis? Now, what does that mean? That means like this. So it's a question. Now, eno mevi nesachim? Doesn't the guy bring nisachim? What is nisachim? Wine. How does he bring it? He brings it in a kli, right? Umoser nisachim lo lekli shareis inun. Doesn't the kli itself now become a kli shareis? Which means nimtza mevi davar mesuyim.
Why are we not afraid this wine is used for the?
Let's say it's not because he bought it with a bit of.
He
bought it in the Beis HaMikdash.
He bought it in the Beis HaMikdash store.
And the guy says, I like you people so much. You Jews are so nice. One of you wants to change your flat tire for me. You Jews are so nice that I wanted to bring a carbon. And I went into the store, and it was a big stamp that said kosher. And I bought it, and it came in a beautiful silver, and I'm donating the whole thing. So we'll take that. And then everyone says, look at that kli over there that the guy donated, which is exactly against Rav Shimon Lakish.
Right.
So the Gemara.
Yeah,
it's a kli. Right? So. Nimtza maybe davar mesuyim. So Hesed from Yosi bar Rebbe Bone, he answers v'ha taninon. 1 minute. We learned ne'erchin, right? The ne'erchin that there's a machlokas about that. Some say a goy can give an erech. The orchin. Lo,
be the subject,
but va'archin lo lebedek abayis inun, but he can't give an arach to the bedek abayis. Hey man, da'at omar taman, What's going on? How could that work? Because l'shamayim hu miskaven, he wants to give a carbon. We make it go to Bedek HaBayit. He doesn't know what he's doing, this guy. I want to donate a carbon. So it's a carbon everyone agrees will take. What is this really? It's really a carbon. The guy doesn't know that you can't serve a kalim, utensils. He doesn't know that. So his intention is to be for a carbon. We turn it into Bedek HaBayit. That's not a problem. He wants it to be for a carbon. And we bring it to the Bedek HaBayit. We make it into the Bedek HaBayit. Not him. Him we don't take. Here it's a carbon. Nothing we can do with this kli. That's right? Even if you hold that a guy is allowed to make an erech vow, like in that Gemara in Erechin, what happened? He doesn't intend to be a donation. He doesn't know what he wants. He doesn't know what he intends. We turn it into Bedek HaBayit. That's not a violation.
This is Bedek HaBayit nondescript. You say, I'm donating to up.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what he's doing.
Rav says that wouldn't be a problem, Bedek HaBayit.
Well, no, you're not allowed to give a donation at all. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of modern-day shaylos. Can a shul take money from a goy? So some say, of course they can. A shul's not the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, it's a Mikdash Ma'at. That's in a spiritual sense. It's not the same. Whatever. Nobody's going to turn it down. That's the bottom line. No one's going to turn down money from a...
The same question.
Who's going to turn that down?
He wants to donate a wall, a guy.
Right.
It's embarrassing for us.
That's exactly why we don't take it. I mean, in a shul or in the Beis HaMikdash? It's embarrassing for us, but you do what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
So the Beis HaMikdash can be machbit about it. No shuls. I should say no shul. Maybe they will. I don't know.
Sure,
it's discussed. It's a bit on the back of...
It's a slippery slope. Because once you're saying you're not accepting from a Jew, what about...
Well, no, Jew, yes.
What about a Jew who...
Who's not religious.
What about a Jew who's religious?
It's dishonest.
Who's done all sorts of stuff.
Right. You're right. It's a bit slippery slope.
Argue this is a bigger problem.
What? It's worse.
Yeah, that's...
I think it's worse. But that's for different... It's for different reasons.
Yeah.
Not to take from a Jew who's dishonest. Right. Different reasons. Because the money itself is tainted. Ooh. Here... Not that it's tainted, it's just not a Jew, it's a guy. So we don't, it's embarrassing, right? The guy came through and not the Jews, it's embarrassing. It's a different reason. So, but it's a good point, it's a very good point.
Yeah,
if it ever comes up for a Shiloh, ask a Shiloh.
Yeah, a lot of Jews honor non-Jews. Jews call down Jews at a dinner, you know.
Correct. And politicians all the time.
Yeah.
Why? Because they bring in money.
And they're more completely.
If a Jew is dishonest, gives money to a Jew, he's doing tshuva. If you refuse it,
you make yourself feel good.
When this is not a Christian religion. You can't buy your tshuva.
No.
You can't do that.
Okay,
right? You give $1 million. Oh, I don't worry. Oh, my whole life was... But I gave money to this place, right? It doesn't work like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, but who are we to judge what...
I'm not judging. I'm not judging them. The question is a halakha question. You take money from goyim. It's a question.
Yeah.
I think that most of them in the back are moderate. Because it'd be very difficult not to master that. I have no doubt that there are people that would refuse to do it. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
They have who to rely on. I'm not judging anybody. Why can't you take from a guy to build a base of Mikdash? Because it's embarrassing.
Right.
Okay, that's all. It's not a racist statement. It's nothing to do with that.
No, yeah.
Okay. Where am I? Ma Ovid Lay, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. How will Shimon ben Lakish explain this? Why? Because Shimon Lakish said there's nothing coming. So, Pasar Lai, he'll explain. Where am I? Lo lachem, lo lachem, lanu, lebeis, levnos, beis, elokeinu. Which means, that's only if it's for, if he knows he's giving it for the donation. When he doesn't know what he's doing, it's okay. Reb Chizkia Amar Reb Simon Shal. Here's the following question. Me'ata ein lekav lehem la'amas hamayim ulucho masi'ir ulemigdolaseha. So what about if they want to help build a mikvah? Or they want to help build a wall? Or they want to build a tower? That also we can't take? What do you, like as she said, what do you draw? It's a slippery slope. What do you draw the line? So now we skip the parentheses. Big parentheses we're skipping. Masnisen de Rav Meir. The Amar of Meir.
No, it's not new.
I'm sorry, it's not new. Okay. Masnisen de Rav Meir. The Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. The Amar Rav Meir, Meir said, "Kishem sheshiklo Torah." The Amar Rav Meir, "Kishem sheshiklo Torah, kach kalbano Torah." Just like the shekels in the Torah, so to the kalbano, it's a midaraisa. It's a midaraisa idea. I gave reasons because it's a fee, it's an exchange fee, because of the that's all good. It's still a Doraisa. Kasafar of Meir, Benosin Shiklo Shalim Shuchayev Bekalbo. Even if it's Shalim, he's still Chayev Bekalbo. Doesn't matter. The Amar of Meir, listen to this. Kimin Matbeya Shal Ish, Hoji HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitachas Kisei Kvodo. Hashem took out a fiery Machzit HaShekel from under the Kisei HaKavod. Their Eul Moshe, and he said to Moshe of Amarlo, and he said to him, Zayitnu, Kazayitnu, give like this. Give like this. So everybody knows this Gemara. Everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time understanding Machzit HaShekel. Like, there's another thing he had a hard time with, the menorah. He had a hard time understanding. And there's a third thing, I don't remember what it was. And Hashem showed him a shekel from fire. He said, this is what it is. He took it out of the Kisei HaKavod. And everybody else. What did Moshe not understand about the Machzit HaShekel? What didn't he get? What didn't he understand? I understand menorah had to be made from one kikar of gold. How do you do it? It's so small. How do you fit it in? He couldn't chat. What didn't he get? Donated money. What's the big deal? There's some say that Moshe couldn't understand how something like money could be used for Kedusha. It's a difficult shot. What didn't he understand? So I saw something over in the back over here from... this is such an amazing vart. I mean, this is unreal. It's from the Or HaMeir. He says like this. Every single mitzvah in the Torah. I was thinking about it. It's. I can't think of one. Every single mitzvah in the Torah does not give a shir. Eat matzah. Build a sukkah. Put on tefillin. Wear tefillin. There's no shir. What? Chama made a shir. Every mitzvah, there is no shir. Except Machzit HaShekel. The Torah says, give a half a shekel. You hear that? And Moshe was wondering, why did Hashem give me a shear over here? Why did Hashem do that? He never told me a single shear. All of a sudden, Machzit HaShekel. Make sure it's a Machzit HaShekel. But why? And that's what Moshe didn't get. He didn't understand. Why did Hashem all of a sudden tell me a shear? What should he have said? What should it have said? Give tzedakah. Give a donation. And the Chacham will just say, it's a Machzit HaShekel. They're halacha la Moshe Mi Sinai in the sense that, of course, they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, but they're not in the Torah. They're not recorded in the Torah. I knew somebody was going to ask that. It's true. They're halacha la Moshe Mi Sinai, and we hold from them, and they're much. They're not the Rabbanans. The Rabbanan didn't make up a Kezayis. A Kezayis is a Raisa. The fact that your tefillin have to be so wide, and that's the Raisa. It's all the Raisa. Just, it's not written in the Torah. So there's things like that. That doesn't bother anybody. But Machzit HaShekel is written in the Torah. And Moshe goes, why Hashem do that? That's what he didn't understand. Why? And Hashem told him, it's very simple. Why this one, it's something that was Yotzim in HaKlal. It was taken out of the Klal. And it's a model to teach all the other Klalos, all the other mitzvahs, that Shiurim are something that has to be taken very seriously. And it's all and with keeping the Torah and with following the Shiurim, you can get Olam Haba, which, by the way, there is no Shir. Right? What's the Shir for doing a mitzvah? It's unbelievable. There's no Shir in the Torah because the Shir in Olam Haba is endless. Hashem had to tell you at least one place. And why Machzit HaShekel? I don't know. That's what it means. He takes out of the Kisei HaKavod. It's not just stam from my wallet. It's from the Kisei HaKavod. This Machzit HaShekel is a model for you. You do a mitzvah here, and there's a shear. You can't just stop and eat one crumb. You don't have to eat a crumb, and you don't have to eat a roomful. It's a kezayis, whatever the shear is. You do a shear here, it's endless over there. The Machzit HaShekel is the model that teaches you all that. And that's what Moshe did understand. That was the answer. It's an unbelievable part. Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay, I have to finish the dot. Yeah, wow, exactly right. Yeah. Next. Nasan Sela, Litol Shekel, right? You give one, you get back change. Chayev Shtei Kalbonis, you got to give two Kalbonis. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, they're married. That's a mayor Shita, right? We can read the parentheses. They're married. Omer Echad Shekel Vnosin, Shunosin, Echad Sela Shil Notel. You pay a Kalbon on the one you give, and you pay a Kalbon on the half and the change you get back, right? The government also always wins, right? You want to prepay, you pay a penalty. You postpay, no matter what, you get a penalty. The Tanya, Eilu Chayev Mekalbon. Kalbon echad, Rameir Omer Beis Kalbonos. Amar Mar, different hakol he. That's everybody. What does it mean? That's everybody? I think they learned, the Carbon Yehuda says that according to Rameir, you pay three. Oh, the Amr Meir, Echad Shekel, Shu Nosein, Echad Shekel, Shu Notel, the Echad Ludivrei Torah, and there's another Kalbon that's a Midaraisa, Al Daide, Derav, Gimel Kalbonot. You have to give three now. One when you pay, one when you get the change, and a third one because the Torah says you have to give a Kalbon. You hear that? Inun Asa Rav Yirmiya, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak B'Shem Rav, Shlosha Kalbonos Inun. There are three. Echad Shekel Shu Nosein, Echad Shekel Shu Notel, V'Echad Ludvar Torah. Oh, did I just say that? Okay. Now, next. Ha'achin. Well, yeah. Okay, next. This is, we're going to stop. Ha'achin, you have brothers, Vashutrin or partners, Shechayavim B'Kalbon, Dechayev to give a Kalbon. If they're Chayev to give a Kalbon, why are they Chayev to give a Kalbon? Because the estate's been divided. So, no, yeah. Upeturin mi Maisa Behema. They're putter from Maisa Behema. Why are they putter from Maisa Behema? Right? If they're putter from a Kalbon, I'm sorry. What happened was, they divide up the estate. They divide up the estate. So everyone's Chayev for their own Kalbon. Why? Because the money was divided. But then they rejoined partnerships with all the animals. They became partners again in all the animals. Why should we have two separate? Dad was working so well the way he did it. We'll do the same thing. We'll continue to. So they divided it. So the money was separated. The cash was separated. Everyone's got to give their own kalbon. But they became partners again in the farm. So they're only going to have in Maisa Behema. Why not? Because partners don't pay Maisa Behema. Okay? Achin v'ashutfin, chiyavim v'kalbon, turim Maisa Behema. B'shechelko v'chazru v'nishtatfu. That's where they divided it and then they rejoined as partners. Shechayavim b'maisa behema. If they do not rejoin, then they're chayav b'maisa behema. Upeturim min ha'kalbon. And they're parted from a kalbon b'shelochelku. When they didn't divide the estate yet. So then who's paying the matzah shekel? The estate. Which is a gift. It's not really right. It's not really theirs yet. It's a gift. So the state only pays one kalbon. They don't pay a kalbon because they don't pay a kalbon on a gift. Amar Reb Lezer said, this thing about dividing partners and becoming partners again, v'hein shechalku, that gediyim keneged tiyashim, u'tiyashim keneged gediyim. That's only true if the division was not equal. Says the Karban Eda, the Karban Eda which is v'hein shechalku, v'hu dehavi hashutfas, when they become partners, shala'acha chaluka tayirusha, shutfin li'ipater b'maisa behema, and now they're partners again to get out of paying b'maisa behema, dafka shechalka hayirusha l'fi shivuya, that's only when they divide it equally, v'lo lakach kol echad hamechza min ha'behemas, shahaya b'shas misas avien. Dahashta leka l'meimar d'zeo chelko, divide b'shas misas avien, when the father dies, each brother is entitled to half of every animal. Reuben's entitled to half of every animal, and Shimon's entitled to half of every animal. V'hashta, what happened is, kinyin hu shekona zemizeh, so that's a very silly thing to do. I'm going to get half, and he's going to get half. I'll take that animal, you take that animal. Right? It's so much more simple. Instead of dividing each animal in half, you take animal one, I'll take animal two. What does that mean? That means you basically sold animals to each other. It's basically what you did. Everyone sold animals. There's a halacha, there's no ma'aseh behema on animals you buy. There are only ma'aseh behema on animals you already own. There's no ma'aseh, if you buy animals, you don't have to give ma'aseh behema. So when the brothers inherit, what they're really doing is they're buying from each other. Instead of me owning half of 10 animals, I own 5 animals. Instead of him owning 10 and a half.
Why are we worried about the little...
A little monkey business?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ubehemus,
Shiesh, and Bashat. So I don't understand why it seems like you're buying one from the other. Your father had a Yerusha 20 animals, you took 10, I took 10.
So that's Abel, Im Chalkul Gedim Keneged Gedim, with Tiyashim Keneged Tiyashim, Hu Chalkul Mishar Rishona. Then it was always like that. Therefore, it's not considered a purchase. And therefore, you'd be chayev in Ma'aseh Behema. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no. Afilu chelku gedim neged gedim with tiyashim neged tiyashim ki chalukos hein. It's still a purchase. course it's still a purchase. Why is it still a purchase? Because you put it for Meiser, Kahid Taninan, Taman, Halokeah, if you buy, or Shinitin Loba Matana, Pata Meiser Behema. In all these cases, you put it for Meiser Behema. In other words, the only time you chayav Meiser Behema is when it's your flock. Now, when a father dies and he leaves off Reuven and Shimon, really, each brother owns half of every animal.
Right.
The only way to get out of that, that's a crazy situation. How do you get out of that? What?
You split one animal for one animal.
Isn't that like a sale?
No.
The Gemara calls it a sale. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's...
Why
if it's
a sale?
It doesn't,
it's an exchange.
It's an exchange. That's like a sale. It doesn't matter if it's even or uneven. It doesn't matter. What's the difference? I'll take a goat, you take a sheep. What's the difference? Why do I have to say that? I'll take a sheep, and you take a sheep. I'll take a goat, you take a goat. Then you divide it up like that. There's no Meiser Behema anyway. Why not? Because it's considered a purchase. All right? We'll stop here. We're not finished with this. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. We can finish the parak tomorrow. And we're going to start it. Start parak days. Everybody have a very good day.